This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the 35th annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards are in Houston tonight. And as always, this is an annual tradition on the station here to talk to this guy. He is the grandson of Paul Bear Bryant, Mark Bryant Tyson, joining us. Of course, the Paul Bear Bryant Awards benefits the American Heart Association. And Mark, it's great to see you again. And I guess first order of business is congratulations on another national championship.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. This is my 10th Alabama national championship. I saw witness three of my grandfathers back in the 70s. I was on the sideline as a boy in 78, 79. I was born in 62. So, I was about 11 on the first one I saw. And then I was with Coach Stallings in 92 when he won that one. And then I've seen all six of Coach Saban's. And I will start with this just to kind of hit this with you, is that if you ask me which was my favorite one, it was a no-brainer, this one. And you say, well, how in the world could that be more than your grandfather's? Well, because my son is the third-string quarterback on the team. So when your son is a part of something, I was pulling for this one harder than I was any of the other ones. So that's the kind of unique twist to it.
You know, I didn't realize until I was reading about Paul, your son, Paul, the great grandson of Bear Bryant, right, that he had flirted with the idea of actually going to Notre Dame a couple years back. And that our co-host here, Paul, Sean Pendergast, he himself is a Notre Dame grad.
Yeah.
Sean was both intrigued and retroactively devastated that they couldn't squire away Bear Bryant's great grandson.
Yeah, that would have been a whole unique story in itself. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, he could have been playing against Coach Saban this year to knock him out of it. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we visited Notre Dame. I will say that campus is unbelievable. You just feel, it's a unique place. There's nothing like the Notre Dame campus. I'll have to admit that for sure.
Well, Mark, it's a pleasure to talk to you again this year, and let's get right to it with the awards tonight, but the event and what it benefits. I know the American Heart Association is something that is near and dear to your family, and you got to be thrilled for another year to help benefit the American Heart Association with the awards named after your grandfather.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to have an event like this and raise $1 million for the Heart Association, and we've talked about it before, and you know, heart disease touches pretty much everybody, as it touched my grandfather, as you know, being in the hospital and having a heart attack while he was being checked for heart disease. And so just how far we've come, you know, you think of the stents and over the 35-year history of this event, of where it has come is amazing. So it is a unbelievable event to kind of, climax the end of college football by giving the Coach of the Year award. And then on top of that, to raise money for the Heart Association. And in Houston, I mean, you know, one of the biggest markets in the United States. So we, you know, to be a part of the award in such a dynamic market, it's very exciting and rewarding.
Well, and you know, when we're able to do it under normal circumstances, it is really incredible just to see how many people come out for it and how much they all are fans of college football. But then even the coaches themselves to be sitting up at the dais, I think you can feel like the honor that it is to be mentioned in the same breath as your grandfather. And then especially I look at guys like Tom Allen from Indiana, Matt Campbell from Iowa State, Jamie Chadwell. These are guys, you know, especially Jamie Chadwell from Coastal Carolina. this is probably not a place he expected to be 2 years ago. Right. And then here he is sitting on with Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, it's a neat perspective. And that's been the excitement of this award and fun over the years that we've seen together with y'all. These young coaches come on, be a finalist, then they end up winning or getting unbelievable jobs after that. But the Indiana story this year, I mean, that it's just, you know, it, following these teams, I think everybody was just glued to football this year, you know, wanting it. But as you said, being in person, these coaches love talking to each other, and you've seen it. I've seen it at these awards. They want to get in the corner and say, hey, you know, talk about this and this. I mean, it's definitely a fraternity, and, you know, and there is so much respect for each other. And no other year like this year, and I have to talk a little bit about COVID and that people don't realize what really went on. Again, having a son that did it in the coaches and players were tested every 5 days a week. You know, everybody, you hear people complain about being tested once. You know, these coaches were tested probably 100 times and then being away from their families to make this season go. You look at the bubble that the NBA did for a short period of time. This went on since July. I mean, they started back practice and went on months and months and months, not even knowing they were going to play. So what the coaches and the staff and the people that work in the facilities, the doctors and everybody, I mean, they're the ones that are the heroes. It's unbelievable what they did this year and what they went through to get to this point.
How did you process all of that as, I mean, you're a fan, we know, first and foremost. Well, I say first and foremost. Now yep. You're also a parent of one of the players, as
right.
as you mentioned. Were you able to, or did you need to separate those two roles, fan and parent at all? Or were you fully aligned with the direction that they went with this season?
Now, it's a fair question. Listening to the doctors and everybody, I mean, I'd be lying if everybody wasn't a little nervous at the start of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was okay. You know, everything was being shut down. You know, what do you do? What do you do? But the medical staff across the country and you know, the SEC, obviously, there were different views. We're not going down there at this point.
Sure.
But that the younger players, it did not affect. But the key was, as parents, you couldn't see your son. I mean, they had to quarantine when they came home, you know, you had to social distance. So you had to buy in as parents, but you're right. It's very unique, but it wasn't a no-brainer. Hey, let's go do this thing. It was, yeah. But you know, we trusted the coaches and the staff and so we ultimately had to separate.
That's Mark Bryant Tyson, the grandson of Paul Bear Bryant. And we talk to him every year at the Paul Bear Bryant Awards. We can't wait till next year where we actually get to do this in person again, Mark, for sure. BryantAwards.org. We got to keep giving that website out, right? So because it's harder than ever this year with everything being virtual to make sure that we hit all those targets of raising money for the American Heart Association.
And we are also, I didn't know if we'd have enough time because we got about a minute. Where do you weigh in on, is it okay to call Coach Saban Nick, or does it have to be Coach like your grandfather, Coach Bryant?
Well, I think 100% Coach Saban.
Yeah. I'm afraid of him, so I'd always call him Coach, yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm calling him, so you know. I call my grandfather Papa, so that was a little unique. So it's Papa to me and Coach Saban. You make the call yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm always, yeah. I'm still enough of a player that I'm terrified of coaches when I talk to him in press conferences.
Good
stuff. That's Mark Bryant Tyson joining us, grandson of Paul Bear Bryant. Mark, appreciate it. Congrats on all the success. Congrats again on another national championship for the Crimson Tide. And we look forward to seeing you in person next year at this thing.
Yeah, anytime. Love catching up, guys. Y'all are terrific.
Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
There it is. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.